Hey there, it's me. It's Juliette, you know, host of Bachelor Party and Jam Session, and I want to tell you about one of my favorite shows on our network. That would be Higher Learning. Back in February, I ran a short excerpt from one of their episodes on here because it is hosted by Rachel Lindsay, and she was talking specifically about Chris Harrison. So I thought it was a conversation you guys might like. And if you did, I implore you to listen to their podcast more regularly. You know, go ahead and follow it on Spotify. They dissect the biggest topics in Black culture, politics, and sports. And last week, they covered the repercussions of racism, unvaccinated in the NBA, and much more. You can find Higher Learning every Tuesday and Friday on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place, whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long. And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price so you never have to miss a trip. For me, my happy place is in the Mediterranean. I think I've mentioned that. Maybe it's why I like Love Island so much, because they're right by the Mediterranean. But I just love the feeling of being in the sea, and it's just a great sea. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group. When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals. And you even get to choose your crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save. And for me, I'd love to go on a trip to the Mediterranean with friends. In fact, I might be doing that in the near future. I have done it before, and it was really some of the most fun I've ever had. I went to Sicily. We had some great swimming there, me and my friends. Anyway, if you want to have a similar experience, download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline.
See, can I grab you real quick?
Yeah. Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Don't be nervous.
So I know we've hung out the last couple of days.
Wait, we're standing right here?
Yeah, no, we have to do this fast.
Okay.
You know, yeah, we hung out the last couple of days. It's been great.
Yeah.
And I actually care about you.
Yeah.
But James is waiting right now, so we're about to bounce back to SD.
Are you f***ing me right now?
Hey, look, the boys from your SD. I'll get your number.
I hate you. I hate him. Are you f***ing with me right now? You're kidding. This is a joke.
Welcome to Bachelor Party. I'm Juliette Littman. I'm here with Callie Curry. Callie, we made it. We made it to the end of paradise. Congrats.
Seemed like a marathon, to be honest.
Oh my God. And the last stretch was really hard. Really hard. I want to venture to say, I think this is the worst, not worst, but most boring episode of any season of any Bachelor franchise. Like, I cannot believe this was 3 hours long.
Are they always this long?
No, they're usually two.
The 3 hour episodes did not go well.
And like a cumulative 60 seconds of like makeout sounds. I hate the makeout sounds. It grossed me out so bad.
Yeah, I'm not, I mean, we don't need to go over my kissing thoughts.
We know where you stand.
But I agree. Do not like the makeout sounds. It just was so dragged out.
And just like really cheesy. We're going to play a game this week, which is kind of like a version of Stock Up, Stock Down. I'm going to call it Was It Worth It? And we're going to go through every person who appeared on the show and ask, was it worth it for them to go to paradise?
Yes.
Can we start with Kaylin and Dean, who came in this week to like, I don't know what they were there for, but like,
sure.
Kaylin and Dean, was it worth it for them to appear for like a cumulative 45 seconds with really scripted lines?
I'm going to say yes. Because they've got paid for it and they probably got a little vacay and legitimately had 10 minutes of work.
Did seem really easy. I thought it was just weird that they're like the couple they called in because they had such like a weird time on Paradise.
Rocky time.
I don't remember Dean's first trip to paradise, but he alluded to it being really rough. Do you remember it?
I thought both times were rough, if I'm remembering correctly. But yeah, and the second time he came on, everyone was telling her like not to take him seriously. And then Didn't they just end up leaving together?
Yeah, they just left the beach together.
Yeah, so it's also like weird because it's like not a couple that was like successful at the end to have there at the end.
I know, they didn't get engaged on the show. But
like have Jade and Tanner.
Now. They probably couldn't come because they got three fucking kids. Also, Jade may have been pregnant at the time. I feel like she's always pregnant. They must have sex a lot. I'm happy for them. just that's like a very rapid succession, children. But yes, and also that was the season when Kaylin had the weird text with Blake and then Blake posted them on Instagram. I don't know if you recall that, but it was like really bizarre that he did that. Anyway, I thought it was so strange that they were there.
I remember now.
I think you make a good point, though. They probably got paid, got to go to Mexico, very little work, in and out. We remember who they are. They both looked great, I thought.
Also, I don't know about Kaylin, but I don't think Dean really cares that much about, like, the spotlight. I feel like he just wants to, like, live off the earth.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they live in a van, literally.
Yeah, but I feel like he's like, sure, why not just make a quick buck, go to Mexico, and then I can get back on the canyon tomorrow. Walk a tightrope across, you know, something crazy.
I want to correct myself. I think they actually just bought a house in the Las Vegas area, which, okay. It's like near her family or something. And then his family's in Denver.
Mm. Also, I feel like that's like an area where he ventures a lot.
Yeah, like you can go hiking, the Utah, national parks.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that. Anyway, I was surprised to see them. I wasn't sure who would be coming in this episode, but they came in after... They came in and gave everyone like an ultimatum, which was basically like, go to the fantasy suites or break
up. Or go home. Yeah.
And a lot of people opted to go home. I was surprised by that too.
I thought everyone was going to opt to go home except for the three that did not go home. And I really thought Becca and Thomas would stay. Like, I get it. Kind of like I can understand her being like, I don't want to get engaged since obviously like, you know, PTSD.
Hasn't gone well. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm also like, y'all are grownups. Like, have another day. Go have sex. You know? Do what you want to do.
Yeah. But, I mean, I assume that most of these couples had sex already. Although, I liked how Joe confirmed that he and Serena did. He was like, our relationship is definitely at the next level now. It's like, okay, good. Glad to hear it. But with Becca, you can't blame her. I mean, she's been through this a bunch of times. It didn't go well. And I don't know. I wouldn't want to like put myself on Front Street like that again either. But I was surprised by Thomas's tears. I didn't see that breakdown coming.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Fair enough. the other thing I didn't like about Thomas is because he was wearing really bad jorts. I do not support men in jorts.
I'm not a big jorts person either, especially having gone to the University of Florida where jorts are rampant. But I love Thomas, we all know. The breakdown was odd. I just like was like part of me was like, is this real? Is it real? I guess it's real. Like I think the whole thing really freaked me out. And then part of me was like, you know, I can't be mad at a guy for like showing his feelings, right? Like I don't want to be that person.
Yeah.
But wasn't a turn on.
I think it's because he kind of crumbled. Listen, I like a man. I like a person who emotes. I like, you know, like to see that a relationship means something. But he just sort of like completely crumbled and it was just not appealing. It has nothing to do with his gender, in my opinion.
I also hated when he was like, just let me go.
I know. If you care about me, let me go.
I was like, you're getting in a freaking car to go to the same hotel. Let's calm down here.
See you at the airport, probably.
The only thing I think of is that he's probably not been told no a lot.
I think about that all the time with these really hot people. Like, they're just not used to rejection. Regular people, we know what it's like. It still stings every time, but at least you know it passes. It's only temporary.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good, but we have experience with it.
Yeah, it passes. Just got to remember, it's all temporary. It's going to be fine.
Yeah. Also, I'm like, I mean, this isn't your last conversation. You're leaving the show and you can literally talk to her in 30 minutes. You're off the show now.
Well, they're still together. That's the great news. They got back together. They realized they missed each other. A lot of cute stuff with them in subtle Instagram hints in the month since. So
yeah,
this is now basically 3 months ago. So I'm happy for them.
Yeah, I think they're a cute couple. So
me too. Me too. My favorite breakup though was Ed and McKenna. I thought that was like, I thought she was so funny.
I also like didn't know that Ed was a character.
I actually had heard that like he's like funny in person and like, remember he like had wine with Chris Harrison one night? Like he thought he was going to Tayshia's room.
Yeah.
I think he is like a funny dude.
Yeah, I thought that breakup was great from both parties.
Me too.
Like Ed was like, you know, well, this is our chance. And McKenna was like, no.
He reminded me of like a high schooler in a teen comedy who's like just looking to get laid. Like he just like clearly really wanted to have sex.
That's yeah. And I think he was just like, we'll find out if she's down or not. Also, I was thinking about this now that you said that. I feel like they probably shouldn't have done the rose ceremony. They probably should have had them come, Dean and Kaylin come in, say that, and then they decide from there, like, do I have someone here that I want to couple up with or I want to go home? Because, like, what was the point of getting a rose and then going home the next day? It was, like, you know, an extra 30 minutes and you could have saved some people some heartbreak.
Yeah, especially because I was just bummed out and kind of uncomfortable with watching Ed choose McKenna over Natasha and Aaron choose Tia over Chelsea.
Chelsea, I just felt, yeah.
Yeah, it was just like such a unfortunate and predictable turn of events for the Bachelor franchise. And I just was like, why put them through that then? Like, because all those people then went home the next day. Like,
yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think that was unnecessary. Also, I will say though, the way Tia handled Aaron's breakup was great.
Oh my God. I do love Tia. So Aaron and James chose each other. I also love friendship, so I thought that was cute. Even though I don't like either of them. I don't want either of them in my life. I wouldn't want to know them. I thought that was actually really cute. I love when people find each other as friends. And I thought Tio was so funny. I love her.
She was like, wait, are you for real? Is this happening? Okay. All right. And then she just like started laughing. I feel like some people would have actually gotten mad and I felt like she handled it like appropriately.
I'm going to miss Tia. She was fantastic. She's actually my top. Was this worth it? Emphatic yes. Because she's someone who totally was off my radar. And now I'm like, I really like Tia. She's great.
Yeah, I totally forgot about Tia in general.
Me too.
And then she came back. I remembered her instantly, but remembered her as like being kind of like a little stiffer, I guess.
Yeah.
And she like her personality really like shined.
She seemed goofy and fun and didn't take herself too seriously, which is kind of like exactly what you want out of Bachelor in Paradise person.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I really, really enjoyed that. Let's go through the rest of the people and just ask, was it worth it? Okay. Number one, Natasha. Was it worth it for her to go to Paradise?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Because to get all those followers?
She literally went from making $5,000 a post to like $75,000. It's worth it.
Is that how it goes? That's the price
no,
range?
I mean, I don't even know how much she... how many followers she has. But yeah, essentially. Well,
I think she went from like 80,000-ish to around like 475. So huge
depending
gain.
Yeah, depending on engagement, she probably went from like $2,000 a post, maybe less if she's at 80, to 400,000, like probably up to like 25. Maybe.
Jesus, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I know why people want to be influencers. Such easy money.
Totally depends on engagement, because apparently based on TikTok a lot of Bachelor people have horrible engagement.
I believe that. Also think people are known to like buy followers and stuff.
That's
also
they
all hawk the same products. Like, what do I need Piper 10 for? What do I need like Demi 15 for 15% off? Like,
yeah, so it kind of depends, but like that could be like within a range of jump, which I would assume if that's what she does full-time, which I don't know if it is or if it isn't. But
she used to be an event planner and producer, I believe. But I think she has transitioned to doing more influencing work.
So. Yeah. So I think it was worth it that way. She ended up being like, you know, a sweetheart to everyone loves Natasha. And like, I don't know. I don't see how. I mean, yeah, it might have been like a little rough on her mentally, but I don't know if it actually was or not. Like, I don't know her to know if she like actually cared about the whole situation or not.
Yeah. I just hope she finds love. Just seem like she really wants it. I don't know. The final like rejection from Eb is just so unnecessary. I'm pissed on her behalf. Next.
Who's next?
Brendan. Was it worth it?
No.
No. Brendan is definitely like the biggest loser of the season. Especially now. All these guys are fuckheads. Like so many just like
all
asshole
of them.
Moves. So many.
I don't think what he did was like that much worse than a lot of the other people. And by the way, people did just as bad or worse, or people did the exact same thing he did. and weren't burnt to a cross. So not only was he burnt to a cross, but also ended up losing his girlfriend. So like, and followers. So there's nothing, I don't know what positive came of it for him.
It's just an absolute just crash from heaven from him. Like he was like anointed. Everyone loved him. He's so handsome. And then just came crashing down. And I don't even know like what he should do now. It's probably hard for him to go out, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like he's like Brad Pitt level, but still.
Yeah, I will say like he's still just like a good looking guy. So I'm sure he'll be fine socially. I think it'll be, I don't know what does he do? I mean, I don't know where you go from here.
He's a roofer and a model. I think he probably can't move out of like his day job as quickly as he thought, but I'm sure he'll figure it out. So Piper, was it worth it for her?
No.
I think sneaky yes. Piper is definitely way more famous than she was before.
Yeah, more famous, not more followers.
No. But
does that matter?
But her loss wasn't as big as Brendan's. She's like kind of stagnant.
Yeah. Not as bad as Brendan, but like she also lost Brendan, which like maybe they actually would have been a good couple.
I know. She's so young though. She's 23. Like she's got plenty of time to rebound from this. I don't know. I think it's kind of a wash, but
yeah, I think it's a wash.
I hope they get back together. I'm just like, if you're gonna go through this, I hope you're with each other. Like make it work, guys.
I'm actually gonna call it a loss for her, not worth it, because she said she had to take off time from work to come do this. And so like she took off time, quarantined, and was on the beach for 2 days. So not worth it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't know. I just hope they get back together. If they get back together, then I'm like, it's fine. At least they made it
more
work
of
together.
A wash. Yeah.
Next, Joe, grocery store Joe.
1,000,000% worth it.
So fucking worth it. This guy. Oh my God. Even though I'm not a fan, I understand him and Serena are cute. They do seem really into each other.
Yeah, I think that they actually like want to get married.
I know. She did seem genuinely shocked, but I just can't believe he's become like this like voice of like wisdom on this franchise. Yeah. It's shocking. I don't take in his word to be wise, but it's fucking weird.
I like him. I also like listened to one of his podcasts, which I wouldn't have if he didn't come on the show. And he was good.
I know. Huge win for the Bachelor Nation podcast network.
I think he's like, seems like pretty genuine as a person. I also like really, as much as I hated this episode, like weirdly, you could tell that they like actually are serious about this.
Super smiley. I mean, they're so smiley together.
Also, like, Serena's crying seemed real. Like, it wasn't, there didn't seem like any, like, play up, which usually you can tell there's, like, a bit of a, you know.
Yeah. I also, I appreciated that she was like, I'm wearing my clothes, thank you very much, when they were in bed. That was kind of cute.
I also think that she, their little speeches, I thought those were really cute. And I also think they both looked really nervous. And then when he said that Kendall came down, you could see that she was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, it all just seemed real. Complete win for Joe. Not only did he maybe find his wife, but he also got over an ex, which she was clearly hurting him. And I don't know what his follower count is, but, like, people seem to love him.
People love him. I'm on an island of anti-Joe. I'm
shocked.
Me eventually.
I'm actually shocked he wasn't announced as host. That's how much people like him.
I know. I think that he was very specifically given like the edit that he got. Oh, I just tried to check his followers and Instagram's down. Sorry, people. it's better for me. I think I'd be happier with that Instagram. Anyway, I think he got the edit that he got also to promote his podcast. So now it's like people who like Joe, it's like, okay, great. We got more of him for you. Go listen to Clickbait and he'll be right there. I just think that like it's bizarre. He has got so little to offer. It seems like he was reading canned lines, but I guess it worked. I'm happy for him and Serena.
I mean, yeah, Serena, me too.
So I mean, I like don't want to hear from them again, but like good stuff, guys. Happy for you.
I'll probably like check their Instagram every once in a while.
I liked when she said like my parents are going to kill me or my family is going to kill me, because I definitely think that's true. Like she seems like she's close with them and getting engaged to someone they haven't met after a month and they're not there, but. I need like of all the shows to have an after show, it should be Paradise. Like I can't
100%.
How's there not a reunion?
Should be a reunion. Missed opportunity, Bachelor Nation.
Maybe we can try to host it ourselves on like an Instagram live.
I would love. actually, can we just like have a podcast where we like, you know, file them in one at a time?
Sure. Just 5 minutes. Give us an update.
And we'll have some overlaps with some people.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, it's like there's two chairs at all times. Like one person leaves, new person comes in, two guest chairs.
And we can pick the order. I think that's something we should work on.
That'd be awesome if Warner Brothers doesn't steal the idea for clickbait, but we'll see. So Kendall, was it worth it for her?
No.
I don't know. She's got to be over Joe now. There's nothing. I mean, it's painful to watch that happen.
She looked dumb.
I guess so. I
like
don't know.
The edit, they made her look like so like...
It was inexplicable.
I didn't like it. I don't like how they made her look. Because I also would say like based on her past seasons, she comes across as like a pretty like strong, independent. And like this made her look like... They purposely tried to make it look like she was chasing him the entire fucking time.
Yeah. And they also... I think that it seemed like he really like lectured her on the way out when he was like, why did you wait until now? And I'm over it. Like she did.
Then she came back and had another pointless 5 minutes on the show. I actually like pressed rewind and like rewatched it. Cause I was like, I missed, what was the point of her coming? And then I rewatched it and I was like, oh, okay. No point.
Just closure. I wonder if she wanted to do that or they told her to.
I'm sure they told her to. No one wants to do that. But even that, like, why are you doing that? You look dumb. Like, it's like literally the worst moment for you to walk out there and have that conversation. Like, just let him get engaged. I thought it was odd. And my first thought was like, here go the producers again.
Yeah. I thought it was weird. He kept referencing like his first Paradise experience too. Like, I understand like, you know, that engagement was like, obviously didn't go as planned and whatever. I don't know. Whatever. Kendall. It's a wash. I don't know. Wash. She's another one who I hadn't really thought about. So I'm like, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. eBay knows that when it comes to jewelry, authenticity is the real gem. When you see the blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, it means your next piece will be carefully inspired by jewelry experts and will always be worth its weight in gold. Whether you're looking to make a statement or build the perfect everyday look, eBay is making sure you get the real deal. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that jaw-dropping piece will always arrive jaw-droppingly real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Next, Mari. Worth it or not worth it?
I think it's almost a wash. She seems to be obsessed with Kenny, so like happy for her. I guess she like got engaged. Also, like really reminded me of how pretty she was. So she's got that. She's on my TikTok constantly. So I think she is doing well influencer-wise. But I also think she did look a little crazy there for a few episodes.
I'm just a little worried. There was a rumor on Demois that Kenny is like dating someone else, even though they said they're still together. So I don't know.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I'm just so confused. I just don't get it. Like, what is their connection? Is it purely sexual? Do they, like, what's going on there? I just don't understand.
I don't know. We didn't see, like, a lot of deep combos from them.
No, not at all.
I felt like we got deep combos from Joe and Serena and Riley and Marissa. So out of the three couples, like, I don't know.
It's going to end badly for Mari and Kenny. There's no way they're together forever. So... I'm going to go with she shouldn't have gone on. Only plus, though, is like she should have been on The Bachelor for longer and got more screen time. So at least she finally got it.
I mean, she was on, I felt like on The Bachelor, she was like in and out pretty quick. And everyone was kind of confused because she's so pretty.
I mean, I was super confused, but whatever. Kenny, Worth it?
Yeah. I think it was worth it for Kenny. I mean, like, I don't know what he ended up, like, you know, getting to be with two really hot girls. Got a month vacation on the beach for as a 40-year-old, like, chilling. Got engaged. Might have not been part of his plan. Also, this past episode, again, although I did not like it, I thought he came across, like, really well. Like, he was, you know, he wasn't, like... Actually, this whole season, he came across well to me. Like, he told the truth constantly. He was never telling one person one thing, another person another thing. He seemed, like, pretty aware of, like, hey, when I was your age, I had a lot of life to live still. And, like, I don't want to trap you into this. Like, I just think he said everything that, like, a normal person would.
Yeah, totally. He's acting like it was, like, normal relationship.
Yeah, which I personally, like, he's not my type physically, although... Clearly, I wonder what he looks like in person because, like, the women seem
there's got to be something to him. Yeah.
Yeah. Women seem to love him. But I thought his personality came across great. He came across normal. He treated everyone, like, pretty respectfully, even when things got really fucking crazy. Because, like, I feel like a lot of men probably wouldn't have handled, like, cake being thrown in the fire, Demi going off. Like, he had a lot going on at one point.
It's true. And he just seemed, like, really calm.
Yeah.
Totally
he
placid.
He handled it really well.
I know. And when there was conflict, he was pretty well spoken. I think the biggest winner from Kenny going on this show is, like, anyone who's currently 40 and, like, just, like, wants to feel good about their future. I feel like Kenny made being 40 seem great. He was just like, you can look good. You can find love. It's just like, it's not that old. I don't know. Kenny was just really representing for the 40-year-olds.
Yeah. He made 40 look like 30. Like, hey, I can be here. I'm not insecure about my age whatsoever.
Or my body.
Well, I mean, yeah. His body was better than most of the 30-year-olds.
Definitely.
Yeah. I thought that there wasn't really any L that Kenny took except for getting engaged if he didn't want that.
Getting engaged is so crazy. I can't, under no circumstances would I actually get engaged on this television show.
I mean, think Riley and Serena had a point when they both were like, ah, even though I, like, really like you and I think that you are my person, like, you still have to, like, meet my family.
Yeah, and, like, live together. See if, like, you can bear each other's annoying habits and whatever.
Or, like, work, like, live a normal life and see if it works.
Yeah. Like, do your lives sync up? Like, all this shit. I know. It's just so ridiculous. As I was watching, I was just like, this should just be an hour wrap up and then an hour reunion. And, like, just know, why do they have to have engagements? No viewer is going to be pissed if they just, like, decide to leave the beach together and then we get to, like, check in on them 3 months later or whatever. Like, who's going to be mad about that? It's just a really dumb idea.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. Next. Marissa. Obvious. Yes.
Yeah. I mean...
Oh, wow. Just not so obvious to you.
No. It's an obvious yes because it's like no one really knew who she was. She's really pretty. We got to see her personality. Her and Riley seem to, like, actually really like each other, so she's probably engaged still. It's an all-around yes for me. I just, like... I don't know if I watched it and were like, oh, I really want to see more of Marissa. But some of the yeses that I gave, I don't feel the same way. I feel like... I don't know.
I feel like for Marissa, because she was barely on TV before, this is just value add. Plus, she found a boyfriend, so that's great. But because, like, we didn't know who she was, she now is basically famous, and she wasn't at all before. So I feel like that's good.
Also, like, again, I had no idea who she was. And when she came on the beach, I was like, whoa, who is this really pretty girl that we didn't see much of?
She's amazing at doing her own makeup. Like, maybe, like, the best ever in the history of the show. Because she just, like... She creates a lot of different looks, too.
Makeup and hair.
Yeah. She's so good at it. It's really impressive.
I will say that she needed some of the magnesium for the proposal.
Oh, my God. So sweaty. I mean, it's late June in Mexico. It's, like, got to be so
somehow
hot.
Serena does not sweat ever. I don't know if you've noticed.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, actually. I also noticed she didn't straighten her hair for the proposal, which I liked. I was like, nice.
Well, that was smart.
Yeah.
Based on how hot it was.
Yeah, and the humidity and everything. Totally.
Yeah.
I don't know. She must be so tiny in person.
Has to be.
It's like just like absolutely like pocket sized. But
no fat.
None at all. Riley.
Win.
It's a win overall. But I will say he's so much cheesier than I realized. Also,
but I think that's who he really is.
Like, yeah, no, definitely is.
Not in a bad way. I also thought, like, overall, he comes across as like a pretty stand-up guy.
Yeah, and like playful.
Oh yeah, playful and all that stuff. But like, even him like telling Ivan like, "You're better than that." And I'm like, who the fuck has these values, Riley? No one is better than this.
He seems pretty loyal too. Like, what, once he got in the relationship with Marissa, he never wavered.
I was done. Not at all. How old is Ivan?
I think Ivan's 29.
Oh, he's not that young. How old's Riley?
Like 31, I think.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm like, no 25-year-old guy is better than this, but Ivan's 29. But, you know, I don't know. There's probably not a lot of 29-year-olds that are better than this.
Should we talk about Ivan? Was it worth it for Ivan? It's tough. On the one hand, this definitely extends his fame, so that's good. Mm-hmm. But on the other, he was exposed to blatantly lie. And I'm not mad about him and Alexa, obviously. I don't care if these people find each other or whatever in the hotel. But he did screw Alexa over, because then she didn't have to go on the show.
Well, Alexa and Chelsea.
And Chelsea,
And Aaron. I think that, like, if you delete the last hour of him, I would say yes. And then even with the last hour, I feel like his backlash was, like, very minimal.
Considering
what he actually did. Yeah. Like, what he did to me is worse than Brandon, probably.
Really?
I mean,
larger blast radius, that's for sure.
I just feel like his lie was so blatant, and it was like back to back. Like, Brendan lied, right? But like, who remembers when you're lying or like stretching the truth that much? You're not going to remember every single thing that you said, right? Mm-hmm. So like, him being like, I don't remember saying two times, which I don't know. We never saw him say that, but he could have said that to Natasha off camera. I'm sure there's a lot he said to Natasha off camera. Like, I feel like to him, in Brendan's mind, he was like, I wasn't lying to you, but was I like downplaying everything with Piper? Sure. Like, I definitely played that game. Ivan, like, within a 10-minute span, lied back to back and then tried to undo his, like, it was like too close together where it was like cringe for me.
Yeah. And then he also probably was just using Chelsea to get.
Probably?
He was just using Chelsea to, to wait for Alexa.
Like, so Ivan was just too blatant.
Yeah. I think Brandon and Piper came off worse than Ivan in the court of public opinion because of the follower stuff. Like, if we had seen anyone else's private conversations about their follower accounts, probably would dislike them as much. That was just like so unappealing. And I think that's why.
That's fair.
I don't know. I feel like with Ivan, personally, I think it's a net negative. I just think that like people like really liked him, similar to Brendan. And he also just seemed like he didn't really like need this. And he just kind of comes off seeming like more immature and like more of like a fuckboy than he did before.
More of a fuckboy, more of a clout chaser. But I don't know if it actually affected him socially.
Yeah. Still
with the Bachelor's crew, was with them on Governor's Ball. Don't think his followers have been that affected. He was making jokes about what he did on TikTok, which I'm like, Brendan can't do that.
Yeah, I know. Brendan's been canceled. He's out.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know. Overall for Ivan, I feel like it was kind of a wash.
Yeah. I think it's a negative, but I never wanted him to go on in the first place. Next, Abigail. Harsh breakup at the end that truly made no sense.
I think it's a semi-wash for her because people liked her before she came on. People still like her. It's about the same.
I feel like she was really put in this like position as like a lead of the season. So like, that's cool because we got a lot of Abigail time.
I don't know if Abigail carried that role.
No, but I think they wanted it for her.
I do think that Noah won. I really like Noah after. Like, I think he has a great personality. And I think maybe we saw more of Abigail because of Noah. But I think Noah carried it for them.
Totally. And he was a really good narrator who contributed, like, overall, like, everything that was happening.
Definitely, he's actually funny.
Definitely a win for him. Yeah, I like Noah a lot. Yeah. Noah and Ivan, now I get, like, why they're best friends and everything.
All right, yeah, I can see why people just like Noah in general.
You know who I didn't miss is Bennett. I like kind of forgot about Bennett in general.
Oh, yeah.
Quick detour. You mentioned this on the pod last Thursday, but it seems even more true that Dale and Abigail hooked up in the winter while Dale and Claire weren't completely over yet. And Claire tagging Abigail on Instagram is one of the pettiest acts I've ever witnessed on social media. And I loved it.
I didn't love it because it was her mom.
It was a weird picture to do that with.
Yeah. Like if she posted like some random picture and did it, I would love it. I think it's really weird to post it on like a serious picture of your mom struggling.
Yeah, it's true. Next, my most emphatic, it was worth it. Taj. I love Taj.
Yeah, that's just because you're obsessed with her. But
she's so funny. Yeah, are you not obsessed with her?
Yeah, I mean, I like her. I think that I wish she would have stayed.
Yeah, I know. Why'd she just leave?
Yeah, like her exit was just bizarre. But I liked her. I liked her commentary. But I liked her last time, too. Like, I think she's just a funny person.
She is.
And she gives really good content. But it's the same version of what we got the first time, essentially.
We need her on a different show. Like, we need her on a non-dating show where she can really thrive. Like,
I think she'd be great on The Challenge.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Because she also looks like her legs and stuff are, like, pretty muscular. Her body is muscular.
Yeah. I just feel like we need, like, a Real Housewives type of show where she could, like, play a Kathy Hilton type of role and just be funny. and outrageous. Like, gosh. She probably would also travel with a box van to Tahoe just to make sure she is comfortable.
100%. I'm sure she wish she brought one to Paradise. I'm going to say it was a loss.
Total loss. He didn't find anyone. He wasn't on for that long. He just came off as like a really like immature dude. And now we know that Taj made out with his uncle.
Yeah. Also, like, I think it would have gone better for Trey if Thomas like went out in flames, but he didn't at all.
No, so, not at all.
Him and Aaron, to me, like both just come across as like probably more jealous than like, you know,
Total L for Aaron, who, you know, I was really into. And now I just think he's like such a child and I can't stand him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm happy he found a friend, but like, just no, not okay.
I think before Paradise, he thought he was really hot, didn't really have an opportunity on his season. And because he got caught up in the Thomas drama. And then he brought the Thomas drama again to the beach. So I'm like, did you learn from it? Doesn't look like it. Then Thomas ended up being totally fine. So I was just like, what the fuck was your problem in the first place? And then like every girl he was with left him for somebody else. Yeah. I mean, there isn't really like nothing good happened for Aaron. He's still good looking.
Yeah. And I think at the end, it was just rude how he was so mad at Ivan for going after Chelsea. And then he immediately ditches her for Tia with like no explanation at the stupid prom. Like, what was that?
I feel like the explanation is probably just wasn't told, was him kind of being like, I mean, she essentially just like made out in front of Ivan in front of me. Like, how much does she actually like me? Tia's giving me some attention. She did it to me. I don't really care about doing it to her.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I would have liked a little bit more of a discussion about it and like a confrontation, but whatever. I feel like Chelsea just
Chelsea got screwed kind of because they would have left the next day anyways. But I will say the way that Chelsea handled it made her look great.
Yeah. Chelsea, definitely worth it. Net positive for her.
Yeah. Also, she looked great. So like,
yeah, she really did. She's beautiful.
For a 5-minute like thing, she didn't do anything bad.
And she doesn't seem like she's too upset. She's fine.
Yeah, she's totally fine.
Becca.
Positive.
I think negative. What's your case?
I, before this season, didn't really like, I don't know if I disliked her. She was kind of just like meh. Also, she's had like a really rough go.
Really rough, yeah.
So I thought she just came across as like a really good friend. She had more of a personality. It seemed like her and Thomas really liked each other. Even her leaving was probably like the unpopular choice. Like, I'm sure the producers did not want her to leave. Like, it seemed like she had like a good control over what was happening. On top of like, remember like Rachel telling us that she went but had a whole bunch of things put in place for like if she went, I feel like she kind of learned from her past experiences and was kind of like, I'll do this, but I'm going to do it my way.
Yeah.
So like, I didn't see any negative from it.
I like that Becca has clearly gone through a lot of self-growth. Seems like she's matured. She's like in control of her life. She seems happy. She seems fun. All that's great. I don't think I want to be known as the first lead to go to Paradise. Like, I don't think that's a trail that I want to blaze. Like, I just feel like, not great. Not a great look for a former bachelorette. Even though she was treated like royalty and she seems to have found a good good dude who definitely, I think like 10 times out of 10, you choose Thomas over both Ari and Garrett. There's no question. But like, yeah. I don't know. It's just not a distinction or a record I want to hold.
Mm. I hear like you.
You're really thinking about it. I appreciate it. You're engaging with the ideas.
No, I hear what you're saying. I think because her experience was just so nuts, like the both things that happened to her really sucked. And like, I don't, yeah. No
she's
one else has
to have
that.
Fun.
Yeah, no one else has really gone through that. I feel like she can be the first lead to go. Like it was acceptable for her to be there.
Yeah, I guess. She seemed fun, but I
also,
don't know.
I just think it made her personality so much better.
Definitely.
I liked her so much more after.
I've been referring to her as new Becca because she's like a new person who I actually like now.
I like new Becca.
Thomas, obvious win.
I mean,
villain to hero, villain to nice guy, villain to crying.
Awesome. Love great Thomas. Time. So happy people know the real you, Thomas. Remember who your day ones were. Minus the crying, he had an almost flawless performance.
Yeah, that's true. I thought he's a little bit cheesy with Becca where he's like, oh, can I, been looking for you. But
I think
okay.
That I think that's who he is.
Also, she might like that. So it might work.
Also, can I just say, most of my life absolutely hated Courtney. Like Courtney, hugest turn off ever. Now that I'm older, especially like having kids, you're like, I want you to end up with the corny guy.
Sure. Yeah. You want the nice one who's goofy.
Yeah. 100%.
Someone who's not too cool.
Like Riley, totally fine. And Thomas, for as being as like, you know, scripted-ish that he can be, he's definitely not the cool guy.
No. And he's also like, what's wrong with speaking well?
What the fuck? In what world is Thomas not the cool guy?
It's a great question.
Do you know what I mean?
So yeah, he's like a college athlete, super tall, hot. I like it. It's true. I like him. He does seem like a goofball, which I think is good for Becca.
We have converted Juliet.
Yeah, you have. Congrats.
Full blown Thomas train. Welcome.
We're getting down into the less central characters a bit. Dr. Joe, was it
loss.
Worth it? Hard loss. No. I just want to say, I like really, he came on this pod in December and breaking news, he's coming in on Thursday. And I was like, just don't go on Paradise. Like you won't gain from it. And he didn't listen. And I was right. So Dr. Joe, and he even on the Almost Famous podcast with Ben and Ashley, he said that it was like a mixed bag. Like it wasn't like always great or whatever. So yeah, which probably means it was worse than he's allowed to say.
Yeah. I mean, he went on the show, didn't get a real date, didn't have a real connection, was there for like a couple of days. He could have a legitimate job at home. It's just like, what are you doing? Why are you here?
It's
also like you're a good looking guy with a good job and you live in a good city. Like you don't need this.
No, definitely doesn't. Makes me wonder why he did it. But I guess, you know, they all go thinking it's like just like a fun hang on the beach. And then I think it's just like a lot more restrictive than they're expecting.
I will say that a lot of these people are actually friends outside the show. So like I can understand being like, yeah, do I want to go on a beach for a month for free with my friends? Why not? And might meet someone. If I was single, that doesn't seem like a horrible situation for me.
Yeah, just like...
And you get paid.
Okay, next. Anna. Blonde Anna, who James dumped.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I think it's another loss. She thought she was like going to do some like reputation damage control, but she just came off looking bad once again.
Yeah, also, she just was... I think it sucks for people that come in at the end. Like, you don't have enough time to do anything.
Yeah, and... I think James dumping you like that, bad luck. That's got to sting.
I don't think it's a good look.
No. Okay, James, on that note, I think this is a win for James. Didn't think about him at all. He got a best friend. He seemed to be like...
Nice guy.
Charge. Yeah.
Yeah, win. No one said anything bad about him.
Yeah. Ed?
I guess...
I think it's a positive.
I think a win because the way he ended Tayshia's, is that when he left Tayshia's season, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember it being good because him and Bennett got into it with Blake. I don't remember who it was. They got into it with someone and he didn't look great.
Was it with Chasen? Was it because Chasen said the smoke show thing?
Was it? Maybe it was Chasen. It was someone. They got into it with someone and he didn't come across looking great. And I thought he was really funny. I also thought it was like nice, like that he was, my first initial thought was like, oh, that's so nice that Ed is going to like make McKenna feel good. And then I was like, oh God, that really sucks for Natasha. So like, I don't really know how I feel about it overall, but I think he came across nice and funny, which is better than how he left his season. Yeah.
I agree. Definitely worth it. However, I also think he underperformed. Like when I watched The Bachelorette last summer or last winter, I was like, Ed is destined for paradise. He's going to crush. Like paradise is made for someone like him. And so I feel like we should have gotten more, but we didn't. Next, McKenna. Obviously a loss. I mean, what an embarrassing situation for her.
Yeah. I will give her this. It was a no-win situation.
No. It's mean to send people in that late. Like, what's the point?
Yeah. It doesn't matter who you are. It's not going to go well.
There's some structural problems with Paradise that they really need to address. Just work on it, guys.
The thing that sucks is like the first like 6-7 weeks or whatever, or 6-7 episodes are so good.
Yeah, I know. And then it just sort of like
falls off a cliff.
Yeah. I don't really get what happens. I mean, I do get it.
Once it gets to that cliff, they need to start, instead of adding people in, they start doing games.
Yeah, like on Love Island.
Yeah.
And to take people out of it and everything like that. Yeah. And also just maybe like shorten it. Like
also, Love Island, a good thing that they could do once they get to that cliff is have the people on the island vote each other off.
Yes, absolutely. Like on Survivor. It's great. I think when Wells said it's our fifth and final rose ceremony, I was shocked. I was like, wow, only 5 rose ceremonies. And like, this has been going on for almost 2 months. What a long ass show. All right, next, Serena C. She was on the beginning. Didn't get a lot of action.
Wash.
I need to know how much she got paid. Like, if she's a flight attendant, right? So she's got a steady job. I hope she didn't miss out on any major earnings, because if she did, then it's a loss. If she didn't, then it's a wash, as you said.
Yeah, although she like tried with Thomas.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
No, that's like a little eh.
But, I kind of forgot about that.
But overall, like, yeah.
Hope she didn't lose any money on it. That's my main note for her.
More forgettable than anything.
Yeah. Chasen.
L. Oh my gosh. What an L. I mean, him and Carl, they're back and forth.
So stupid.
Listen, let's take that out of it. The necklace alone was top 3 worst L's of the season.
It was brutal.
She wasn't even seen giving it back to him.
I know. So rough.
No conversation. She just chose Ivan. Like, ultimate L. Chasen's top 3 L's of the season. Actually, I'm not sure if I could think of a greater one.
It was pretty funny, though. The necklace. The necklace should have made it into, like, the final, like, supercut at the end. What the hell?
The Chasen content, like, there's multiple times where there was good content. I thought it was, I mean, laugh out loud funny. But, like, for him, it wasn't people laughing with him, it was at him. So it wasn't great for him.
I think that also I didn't know he could go down more after his smoke show situation. But somehow he did.
And yeah, and he embraced the smoke show, which was like, no.
All right, next, we have got Damar. I think Damar got screwed. We just didn't get to see him and he came in too late.
I was going to say a wash for him because like no one's even going to remember him being on the show.
I think it's unfair. I think he had more to give.
I mean, he couldn't have given less. They didn't give him a chance to give less.
Blake, was it worth it?
I don't even know who Blake is.
Blake is the one that Tia did not choose, who made her vagina dance.
Oh, forgot all about Blake.
It wasn't even worth it, though, because he made her vagina dance and yet she didn't pick him.
Also, I don't remember him, so I'm going to say it's a no. I don't think it was a negative, though. Like, he didn't. It seemed like, now that I know who he is, it seemed like he was there more for, like, just being there and hanging out.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that they just needed another guy with tattoos to come in. That's all I can think of.
Yeah.
All right, next, Deandra. I miss Deandra. I wish she had made it all to the end.
Big
win. It was
more
fun when she was on it.
Yeah, big win. Also, like, more people know who she is. She's funny on TikTok. Like, I think it was a win for Deanna. She looked great. Didn't find any love, but
she'll be back.
Also, she was there for like a good bit. It's not like she was only there for like, she was there for a while.
Yeah, she made it like 2/3 or 3/4 of the way through.
Yeah.
Next, we have Demi. I think this was a disastrous for Demi. All the allure is worn off. We know that people don't really like her. I don't like her. Just doesn't look good. She seemed like mean and petty too, the way she was talking about Mari.
Yeah, I just don't know what her goal was. It seems like her goal would be to gain followers. And so I don't know if she did or if she didn't. So that's how I would base win-loss for her.
I mean, I bet it's stagnant. I, again, can't check because Instagram's down. But
yeah, but she's a full-time influencer. It seems like that's what she goes on these shows for. So like, I can't say it was an L because I don't know. I see her on TikTok still. I just don't know like
how's
what the
doing?
Over... I mean, she pops up, so she's in the algorithm.
So she just seems happy.
No, yeah, she seems totally fine.
Okay, that's good, I guess. Like, yeah. Do your thing, Demi. I don't wish ill upon her, but like, I do not want her to come back.
I would be shocked if she doesn't come back.
I just hope this is it, but we'll find out, I guess. Next, Jesenia. I'm only net negative.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with wash.
Okay. Why?
Because I think both negative and positive things happened for her. Her breakup with Chris, negative. She kind of did the same thing Piper did, but some reason is only getting like a little bit of slack for it. So that's a negative. But then she also got so much support from the cast. It kind of like erased what she did. And like people, I don't know. She seems like kind of like a America's Sweetheart type of vibe. I think a little bit negative, but not much.
I like how she told Chris off, but the whole Chris chapter, I didn't really need to like be a part of ever again.
Me either.
So who
Speaking
knows?
Of negative on Chris.
Oh my God. Total negative. It would better not knowing Chris than to know this guy.
Yeah.
Same with Alana. Like they just like both were like, nope, didn't need this.
No. Yeah. Didn't need it at all.
Tammy.
Oh God, negative.
I don't know.
Last year, I got COVID on my birthday. This year is so much worse.
I have a soft spot for Tammy. I don't know what it is, but I just kind of want to like her. She was definitely portrayed as like a mean girl bully.
On this season?
No, when she was on Peter's.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now
okay.
She just sort of seemed like, you know, she got dissed.
Yeah. I like Tammy as a person. Good personality. Definitely didn't come off as a mean girl. So like maybe you're right. Her reputation was saved.
Mm-hmm.
But what actually happened to her on the season sucked.
She definitely is like easier to root for now, but I don't know that it was good for her. So it depends on what she's looking for. I'm going to go ultimately positive though.
Okay.
I just support Tammy.
I don't know what she wants. So I think that's why I said wash, but I don't know.
We're getting to the end of this, I promise. Alea. Total negative. She didn't even get to speak. She had like zero words on the show.
Yeah.
Absolute embarrassment. Connor B, Mr. Ukulele.
L.
I hate Connor.
I don't hate him, but I feel like there's been stuff that came out after the show. It came across as a total L. I will say I did not see him wanting Marissa.
Mm.
So I thought that was interesting and I like that. But like there was, we even talked about it. Like when he went after Marissa, I was like, in what world do you think that you and Marissa, like Marissa's going to keep choosing you?
I know. Like he just seems delusional, but ultimately he was just there for the attention. So like it worked. So I guess good by him, right? Like he got what he wanted.
Yeah, I guess. Did he gain followers? I don't know.
People, he got more material to make memes. If you can get memes, you're in a good spot. Kelsey, Mrs. Milk of Magnesia. I think positive. She was like a sad, sobby person on Peter's season. And now she like at least has some goofiness to her.
Yeah. I just feel like things that have happened to her on these shows, like maybe don't go on another one. Like she had the champagne incident. Then she fainted. Like it's been a lot.
She should move on from reality TV, but this would be a good note to go out on. Next, Victoria P, the original person who got caught with having someone at home.
L.
She was so weird.
She and Chazen might be my L's of the season.
Wow, that's tough.
I think that's correct.
Oh, she just came off as really weird. Who'd you forget?
Brendan. Obviously, he's the ultimate.
She just came off as super strange was the other piece of it.
Yeah.
Like she, not only did she seem, you know, she clearly was lying, did it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
But she also just seemed like a really weird person.
Yes. Also, her social media activity afterwards was really weird, too.
Like, what'd she do?
Remember her mom posted that thing about her boob exploding or something?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. She had to get her implants taken out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
And she's done, like, podcast interviews where she was like, I remember there was something Rebecca was like, wait, so did you have a boyfriend? And she essentially says yes. And she says no, but yes at the same time. And like, you end, like, each, she's done like maybe two or three interviews that I've seen where at the end of it, you're like, so you did.
Yeah. And just at the end, she just leaves. Like, she's like, I've decided this isn't the right thing for me. I had like kind of completely forgotten about this until I was assembling the list. And I was like, that was a really underrated, weird moment of this season.
She's like, what I needed was right at home.
Yeah. Victoria L, the queen now known as goddess.
I think it was positive.
I think she looked good.
Sure. But on top of that, like her showing on Matt's season was just so bad. And like this season, she was kind of harmless. So I think that's a negative. I mean, I think it's a positive.
I can't believe we're giving her a positive. I can't believe it.
She went up for Matt's season. She went up.
I mean, it was so low that all she could do was go up, but just barely. She stinks. Apparently, she was hanging out with CJ from F-Boy Island. They're like friends or whatever.
Oh, God.
All right. On to the hosts. Little John, worth it?
Yeah.
I love Little John. Let's keep him doing the voiceovers in perpetuity. It's great.
Totally happy with Little John.
Titus Burgess.
Wash.
I like him less. I like didn't have a strong opinion, but I found the tight ass party so fucking annoying that I hold it against him. Sorry. Lance Bass.
Loss.
It's a negative. Also, yeah. Allowing them to use It's Gonna Be Me. I mean, that's also a bad call.
Yeah, all bad.
Just like Lance, be better than this. You don't need this. Wells, the bartender.
When I mean, he's just like,
yeah, he got this, more to
he
do.
He thrives.
He really does. I'm kind of surprised he's not the permanent host, to be honest. I don't want it to be him, but...
he will permanently be on this show.
I hope so. Last, but certainly not least, Mr. David Spade. The man with whom we began it all.
Ultimate win.
Ultimate win. David Spade, I miss you. I hope you're doing well. I was happy to get an update on him at the end. I just love David Spade now.
Love David Spade. Also, like, following him on social, I'm like... David Spade and I, we align a lot.
You got a lot in common. Yeah. Callie, thank you for bearing with me through this exercise. Thanks to all of you for bearing through this episode as well, as this episode of Paradise was a true snooze. Like I said, we got Dr. Joe on Thursday.
Yeah. One thing for you.
Yeah.
Since today was the last day of Paradise, but it was 3 months ago, obviously, we jump right into The Bachelorette and then The Bachelor, and then who knows? It seems like it's just never ending. But I would like a prediction from you. Out of the three couples that won, or I guess you could say any couple because we know some of the couples got back together, who do you foresee having the longest, most successful relationship off of this show?
Okay, so the options are Abigail and Noah, mm-hmm. Becca and Thomas, mm-hmm. Mari and Kenny, Riley and Marissa, Serena and Joe.
Yeah.
This is a great question. It comes down to Becca and Thomas and Serena and Joe in my mind. And okay. I'm going with Serena and Joe.
Okay.
What do you think?
I feel like I was going to say Serena and Joe, but I'm going to say Becca and Thomas because they both are a little bit older too.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think they're actually taking this serious and they both have, well, I don't know. Is Becca a full-time influencer?
I think she is now. Plus she's a podcast host.
Oh yeah.
Like well, us.
Yeah. And then Thomas has a...
he's got a job. Real estate.
Yeah. I was going to say real job, but like they're both real jobs. I didn't know what to say. Traditional job.
Sure.
Thomas has a more traditional job. I feel like that is kind of like a recipe more for success.
Yeah. Similarly, Serena and Joe live in the same region of the continent, even if they're in different countries. Yeah. And also, he seems like a real girlfriend guy. So I just feel like he likes to have a girlfriend and will want to make this work for a while. I don't think they'll be together forever. And I think she'll break up with him like in
2 years.
Yeah,
the only reason why you could see them falling apart maybe is because she's younger. And the only thing that makes me think like, well, maybe it will work, because I do think she takes the process seriously. Like she mm-hmm. left Thomas's season before Fantasy Suites. So always thinking about Thomas. Matt season. So I feel like if she weren't really into Joe, she would have peaced out. So I do think that she actually thinks about it. Yeah. I think that she probably is super excited to have him meet her parents, which she probably already has now at this point. But I do think they have a chance. But Thomas and Becca seem like maybe a little bit longer. But can't wait to see one of them. Well, no, I don't want to say that. I don't want them to break up. But I am interested to see who is right out of me and you.
Well, we'll keep up with the story.
Yeah.
Thanks to Kaya McMullen for producing this episode. And back on Thursday. Talk to you then.
Adios.